Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode.
Today's episode is about healthy communication, the art and science of healthy communication, specifically how to be an active listener, because I think if you were to look at two parts of a conversation, the listening is the most important piece.
Mm-hmm. So active listening was defined by psychologist Carl Rogers and Richard Farson in the year 1987.
What? I'm not going to say that I was just out of high school and you were not.
It's fine. But it's not that long ago is what the whole point of it. I'm like, it's the late 1900s, which is not that long ago. They describe the skill of active listening as vitally important for effective communication.
Life or death.
And vitally. For psychologist Carl Rogers, the ultimate goal of active listening was to foster positive change. I felt that very deeply because when I think about my own experiences being listened to and listening to others, that builds a connection.
There's a trust that happens and a safety that's created.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And what a gift it is to actively listen for someone else, right? To witness their experience and thoughts, feelings, emotions, ideas, and not have to input anything. Just listen.
So that's the skill that I'm going to be using today.
Oh, well, we'll
no
see
pressure,
about that.
No pressure. I'm just kidding. No, I will absolutely contribute to this conversation in a meaningful way.
I definitely did make pages and pages of notes this time because this is a topic near and dear to my heart. Mostly, I think, because it took me a long time on my journey to find my voice and to really speak my truth and to feel safe enough to do that and to feel acknowledged and listened to and loved no matter what it was that I said. So for me, impeccable communication, healthy, positive communication was not modeled.
Right. There is avoidance, shutting down, yeah. Silent treatment, ignoring whatever, the big thing, right, the big elephant in the room.
Exactly, yes. Right. So many things about so many aspects of healthy communication. I feel like in the mid to late 1900s, they weren't talked about.
Right.
They certainly weren't modeled. I'm not placing blame. It wasn't something that really happened in our culture, at least in my culture, and everybody was okay with that.
Right.
Everybody seemed to be like, okay, we're just gonna sweep that under the rug. Nobody's gonna say anything. So I feel really strongly about, and it's not easy for me initially to open up with honesty and transparency with someone new, especially because it still feels like I'm a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like maybe I'm even crawling. It doesn't come naturally to me, but I'm working every day, most days, at practicing it. So I want you out there, fellow explorers, to understand that just because you might not do it now or you might not do it often, it's a skill, right? It's a skill that you can learn, active listening and also trusting yourself and your voice to be able to communicate your needs and your desires. So yeah, it's a two-way street, but boy, active listening is so much of that.
Just revisiting what you said about how when you were in your formative years, that's what we'll call it, in your first set of formative years, like how it wasn't modeled for you, but when you think of the concept only being defined and labeled in the late 80s, it's like, well, it makes sense because so many people of the generations before us were like, eh, we don't talk about it. Everything's fine.
Right.
And there's been a recent explosion in the past 10, 15, 20 years about people being open about their pains, their struggles, the things that bother them, the things that keep them up at night. So there's definitely been a cultural shift here in our country about what it means to really deeply listen, have a meaningful conversation, and communicate well with someone.
Definitely. And I think the other part of active listening that is so important is when it is time to respond, take a pause, take a breath, that you don't insert your personal experience or whatever you might be feeling coming up in terms of defensiveness into that person's sharing, and you respond without reacting.
Yes.
You don't want to internalize it and come from that place. You want to actively listen and mirror back. This is what I hear you saying. Is that accurate? And then a follow-up question, well, how does that make you feel? Asking questions is a great way to follow up your active listening so you can make sure that you're really internalizing and hearing and consuming what that person is sharing with you.
I love that mirroring back. You are seeking clarity and making sure that you are fully understanding the message that the sharer is trying to communicate with you.
Yeah. The single most important factor in any relationship.
Hmm.
Including my friends, fellow explorers, the relationship you have with yourself, the inner talk that you do, and being honest with yourself. So once you have that layer of transparency and connection with yourself, then you can go outside that and then have that kind of communication and transparency, meaningful, deep conversation to enhance the well-being of all of your relationships. It starts with you.
That is a note that I made in the term of active listening in relation to authenticity.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Being authentic, transparent, and honest about who you are helps build your skill in being a good communicator, being able to clearly get your message across and understanding the messages that others are trying to give to us. So authenticity is demonstrated in active listening by the listener, first and foremost, putting on their listening ears and being genuine and sincere in their care for the speaker.
And I think some ways you can show that are with body language.
Body language, right? Is important. Pay attention to the nonverbal cues.
For both parties, right? You can sit very closed off, or you could sit with your arms and hands open, your chest, your heart center open, your eyes engaging the other person's eyes if they can handle it. Some people can't handle that, but that's okay. And noticing and being present. It's funny because that piggybacks off of the self-love and the self-awareness we've talked about. If you have those things, if you're able to sit in stillness and know thyself and to yourself be true and be authentic and be connected, then that can transfer, as you say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being authentic. You're not faking it. When you are authentic in your communication, you're building trust and credibility, which makes it easier for people who may have struggled with owning their voice and communicating clearly their desires, their thoughts, any of those things. So building that trust is essential.
And there's an element too, don't you think, of bravery, like of courage,
oh my
of being
goodness.
Able to be honest with yourself, and then even more so be able to tell someone else, like share something deep and vulnerable and true for you. And to have that received with love and openness and kindness and compassion and grace, that is the power of it. That's the growth. When we feel seen and heard,
mm-hmm.
that helps us feel safe. And that's how we learn and grow. The other thing I wanted to say about mirroring, really listening with both of those ears, means that you can state back to a person what they just told you. Whether it's exact words or paraphrasing, you can state that back so they understand that you've heard them, you acknowledge that. And it means that you're listening with an open heart. It's an open heart. You're not thinking about, you're not projecting. You're listening in the moment with an open heart. You're not planning out what you're going to say next or how what they said impacts you, or how you have a similar experience to what they just shared with you, which happens
happens
all the time, right?
Interject ourselves in someone else's story.
Right. You're just like, that's not what we're doing here.
No, it's not your turn.
Or getting defensive. Those are ways to be careful for those things and use those skills of repeating and sitting openly and, you know, really asking questions, maybe being curious about how that makes them feel or what that means for them.
Mirroring is also important because as the speaker, if what someone mirrors back to you isn't quite in line with what you were trying to communicate, an awareness happens like, oh, well, let me try it a different way.
Right. It's not all on the listener.
Oh, no.
We may have said something, phrased it in a way that means something to someone else or doesn't get the point across. That helps us hone our communication skills. Mm-hmm. Right? This is what I'm trying to say. And even just being patient with the person and saying, this is what that means. Is there another way you can say it?
Or when you're responding after you've taken that pause, making sure you are understanding that message they're trying to communicate back to you. Like, okay, so this is what I heard you say. Is that correct?
Right. And we're not talking about, I mean, there can be heavy relationship conversations, but we're even just talking about somebody who's sharing something that has happened or they've experienced or outside of your relationship with that person that they need someone to listen to and talk through. Ooh. Listening is such a gift.
That reminds me, explorers, before you share with someone, ask that person if they have the capacity to listen.
Oh my God.
Because if I'm not in the right headspace, I can love you with my whole heart. But if I'm not able to receive it right now, like for whatever's going on,
yes,
the things that are spinning up, like you want to make sure that your audience, be it one or many, is ready.
Yes. And if they're not, you can together figure out a time when you can get together and talk about that thing. Put a pin in it, as they say.
Yes, like, let's put a pin in that.
Yes. Oh, that's so, so important. That's brilliant. I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. And if you all haven't read my favorite book of all time, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, he's a wise leader of the Toltec tradition, and he wrote this amazing book, and it has impacted my life so definitively that I recommend it to everybody.
Four agreements.
And sometimes I've even been in a cafe or restaurant, someone else is reading, and they're like, oh my God, I read that book. It was so good. So the four agreements are be impeccable with your word.
I love the word impeccable.
Impeccable. Be impeccable with your word, with yourself and with others, right? So that's that inner awareness, stillness, honesty, connection to what so many of us aren't even really sure what we're feeling. What is that feeling? Because there's so many in the spectrum of feelings. Is that frustration? Am I angry? Like what is that specifically? And getting right with that. What are we knowing what that is? And then being impeccable with your word with someone else means speaking authentically without blaming or being on the offensive, being accusatory, right? You want to distill it down into the idea of whatever happened or you heard and how you feel about it, how that affected you.
I statements are very important.
The I statements. So be impeccable with your word is number one. Number two, don't take anything personally. How often are we in a conversation with somebody, a loved one or someone at work or anyone in the grocery store, and we take things so personally to heart. It's not about you. Even if it sounds like they're attacking you, that's about them.
Right.
Right? So let that roll off of you. You don't have to take that in. You can choose what you want to take in.
Oh, so choosing what you want to take in is, especially in this age of social media, when people post their vague, cryptic things about, and then you're like, wait, is that about me? Is that about, knowing who you are, and being able to separate yourself out of the equation changes everything.
Yes, right. Don't take anything personally. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. All right, number three is don't make assumptions. Oh my goodness, I do that. I've done that and I do that still.
I mean, assumptions, they say,
you know what they're
assumption sure. makes a, let's start the ASS.
Out of
you and me.
Yeah, making assumptions about what someone else means, what an experience or an event means, how you're, whatever you're receiving. You don't make assumptions. Ask the questions. Ask follow-ups. Do you mean that you took that as I thought you were blank? Mm. Whatever it is, so you can clear it up. Don't make an assumption about what another person has said, but more importantly, about what they think mm-hmm. or feel. Don't make an assumption about what they think or feel.
In active listening and effective communication, the only assumption is assuming good intent.
Oh, I love that. That comes with such a pure heart.
Yeah, it's like, oh, if I'm, that leads back to not taking it personally, letting that person have the space to share whatever it is they are going through or want to share with you. Like, oh, this is coming from a place of love. This is not an attack. This is not an accusation. Mm. They mean me no harm.
Okay, what's coming up for me now?
Yes, yes. Please
share. What's
coming
up for now is that not everybody is actually, it's such a beautiful place to start, mm-hmm. right? That this person means well, they're coming from a place of love, they're not attacking me. However, many people don't understand their own feelings and the complexity of that and don't understand how to communicate in a peaceful, loving, kind manner. That's what we're here to teach.
Right.
That's what we're here to model. Yeah.
Okay, so that was three.
That was
assumptions.
Three. Okay, the number four is always do your best. You're just bringing what
you can.
You
can't really do more than that.
You got whatever you got, you bring that. You do your best. If it's not good enough or it didn't quite hit the mark, okay, just revisit it. How could I have done better? What could I have said? Whatever it is, do some reflection and analysis and do your best tomorrow or an hour from now.
20 minutes into the future. Like, I really screwed the pooch on that one. Let me try again.
Yeah, and I want to add how important it is to connect with your voice. What is your truth and your wisdom, your inner knowing about who you are, what you desire and what you need from a person or a relationship? And you want to choose your words carefully. You can do a few things to get yourself prepared for any conversation. You can breathe deeply. You can take a few moments to get grounded, to get clear about what your point is. And then acknowledge your own confidence and the love that you have for yourself that must be present, that brave, courageous explorer
yes.
who is willing to say these words, put these words together, and trust they're going to be safely received on the other side.
Ooh, safely received. Sounds like empathy to me.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We're creating that safe space and supportive environment for you to express yourself fully.
Yes. I love that you said empathy because these are all things that are important to me to raise consciousness. So TEAM, the acronym, the first thing to do before communicating is take a breath.
That pause.
Remember to have empathy. There it is. The A is certainly active listening. And the M is mindset of growth, openness, awareness. What can I learn about this person? What can I learn about myself? There it is.
All right.
I love it.
I love that too. We got four agreements, TEAM. Mm-hmm. Those are some powerful like takeaways for being an effective and healthy communicator.
Mm. Yeah. And as we said in the beginning, these are skills, my friends. These are habits. These are things you can develop. I've been working on them and developing them.
And you're always going to get it right, friends.
Nope. No, it's like picking up a guitar and thinking you can play it.
That note was off.
Exactly. Like, you're not going to be a Spanish flamenco guitar player the first time pick it up.
Santana. Just had a moment. We were transported.
And I was thinking about this too in relation to organizations, because we've talked about this when people are coming together to brainstorm or communicate about anything, the both and scenario. Mm. I love that concept. It's not this or this or this. There are many ways. Mm-hmm. There are many ways to approach life, many ways to approach business, many ways to approach relationships,
everything,
and conversations, all the things.
There is no one right way to do the thing.
There is no one right way. Being open to that and mindset is really important too.
Agreed.
Mm. Yeah. Deep communication is the key to everything. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, because we're talking about it brings together all of these pieces, your own self-awareness, the people you choose to be in your life, and understanding your emotions or your triggers and reactions. And it just takes all of it and it tests the heck out of it.
Mm.
It's like, can I do this? Do I have all those pieces? Like, I'm going to try. And then I'm going to try again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the most fulfilling, healthy relationships have beautiful communication.
Hmm.
Yeah. And or they at least are willing to have the communication, even if it's reactive, and then come back to it.
Revisit it
when things have cooled down. You can talk through things non-defensively.
Oh my goodness, that pause. It's the pause before you speak, and then knowing when you need to take a break because this conversation got too heavy, too triggering, too whatever for you in that moment, and your mindset has shifted a little bit and you're not as receptive as you were when this began. So taking that pause.
It's true in music and in conversations. Sometimes the pause, that moment of rest, is more important than the notes you're filling the space with. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. That's some good stuff.
I don't even know. I feel like I said everything I wanted to say.
You said everything you want to say. We've gone very deep, but it doesn't take that long.
It doesn't take that long when you've been thinking about it, and like for me, I think about this so often, and you drill down into all the reading and all the resources and all the conversations that I've had, that you've had, and come away with, distill, what are the key components of this? How is it effective? What if we could listen to any other human being without judgment, without defending our position, without taking it personally?
Mm.
What if we could engage in communication without assuming that we know what the other person's perspective is, what their opinions or motivation or feelings or ideas are?
How strong and how positive would our relationships be then?
Mm. Yeah, I love the what ifs. Makes you see from a higher perspective, like the takeaways, the big, like, oh man, wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be amazing, right?
Yes. Mm. Oh, goodness. Okay, so we say healthy communication, effective communication, and being an active listener builds your community, builds your connection muscles, so to speak.
Yeah, I love that.
And that feels like it's coming from a place of love.
Mm. Mm. Do you mean it all comes back to love, Tara?
It definitely does. It definitely does.
100%. I love it.
All right. You want to transition?
Yeah.
Take a little break?
Yeah. I need to take a little break. That was a lot of deep dive research for me. Usually Tara's the one that does that.
Right.
And I was like,
were going to talk about this topic, I was like, this is not my bag, but I understand it. And let me let Karen take the lead on this one.
Oh, man. And I feel so passionately about it that I'm actually a little like, whew, I do need a break. I need a little space for a second. I need to
reset.
I need to get my Marley on.
Oh, all right, y'all. So today's song that is added to the playlist is from the words Ziggy Marley's the phenomenon that is, the song is Love Is My Religion.
You come from that placement, you're going to be good.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Ooh, mm. Oh, yeah, baby.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yes, Ziggy brother.
Ooh-wee.
Yes, my brother. Mm, mm, mm. Okay, my favorite line right there.
Yes.
It does not condemn. It does not convert. Condemn or convert, right?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes. I love that. Right? Same with communication.
Right.
You're not trying to blame or fault anyone. and you're not trying to get them to see your side because you're right.
Oh my gosh.
You're sharing how you feel.
Explorers.
What your experience.
Please stop trying to be right.
There's no right.
There's we no just wrong. Said there are many ways many. To do a thing.
Yeah. 110%.
Okay. Well, that felt good.
That felt so good. That was the perfect song. That was the perfect song.
Oh.
Thank you, Tara.
Of course. Mm. Of course. All right. So on the heels of that, it is now time for our QOTD.
QOTD.
Today's question. What's one tip, Karen, looking at you?
I've got 74. 74.
What's one tip for better communication you would give fellow explorers?
If I had to give one.
Just one. It don't even have to be your favorite.
I'm just going to give one. This is an important one. And I've mentioned it a couple times. Which is you allowing yourself to have the feelings, being okay with that, and getting grounded so you can share them with confidence, compassion, and ease. You got to get right. You got to get right with it yourself. You have to know how you feel and how it affects you and what you want to say.
What about you? We don't share our answers ahead of time, but somehow they play off of each other very well.
It just happens.
My one tip, explorers, is to be mindful of nonverbal communication.
Oh, goodness gracious. We didn't touch on that yet, did we?
We did not. So what you said about being clear and understanding in your feelings, like if what you feel inside doesn't match up with what you show outside, your audience is going to know that. So, so our facial expressions, gestures, and body language, like you said, when you're closed off, often says way more than your words. And so y'all know how I feel about my research. Nonverbal cues can have between 65 and 93% more impact than the spoken word.
Holy cannoli.
What?
I would not have said it was that high.
Like you'd be like 10, 20%. No.
Wow.
65 and 93% more impact than the spoken word. And we are more likely to believe nonverbal signals over spoken words if the two disagree.
That makes sense to me. That feels right.
Yes.
Because so much of our energy and our experience is embodied. It's in our bodies. So if we're saying words, but our body's saying something else, that's gonna take precedence.
I'm going to believe the energy and the feelings you are sending more than what you say to me.
That ties into you gotta get right with what you are feeling and trying to communicate.
Yes.
You have to be aligned, body, heart, and soul. You have to be aligned. Yeah, so that it comes across holistically.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Back to the authenticity, back to empathy, like practicing those things, making sure you know what you're trying to communicate.
You cannot control someone else's body language in response to yours. All you can do is own it and speak it and leave it.
Right. Nonverbal communication awareness is more than just our own.
For sure.
Pay attention to...
Know your audience.
Please. Right. Read the room. Read the room. Yeah, so it's really important that those things, your inner and outer, align.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that you brought up that nonverbal communication. Such an important piece. Right? Like our energy body precedes our physical body, which precedes the words coming out of our mouth. So... Truly, truly important.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Beautiful. 65 to 93%. I'm like, oh my, that's basically all of it.
It's like say anything. Just act it out. It's just charades. Life is just charades. That's the only way you can communicate.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was very, very enlightening. Like, okay. All right. So we've given our two tips.
Just one plus one.
One plus one. It was a struggle. I had to remind Karen ahead of time, too. Like, it's just one. So as we think about the journey we've gone on today with our explorers, is there a quote that comes to mind for you?
You might imagine the quote would come from my favorite book, The Four Agreements. All the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. Take a moment to consider the truth of this statement. The whole war of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking things personally. One little piece of misinformation can break down communication between people.
One little piece. If I get hung up on a word you said, everything else you say after that doesn't matter because I'm stuck.
Yep. Yes.
I got stuck. And I didn't wave my little flag saying, hey,
right,
I'm stuck. And we've spiraled into the war.
The war.
The war of control.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's something.
What about you? What quote might you have about communication?
One that I found is from Doug Larson. Did not know this person before I looked up the quote. But Doug is a scientist, author, musician, multi-hyphenate person. And the quote is, wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you'd have preferred to talk.
Mic drop. Wisdom gained from listening. So much to be learned from listening. I love that. That's really beautiful. The second most favorite thing, that he was multi-hyphenate. That might be my new favorite word. Multi-hyphenate.
We are rarely just one thing.
Oh, we are never just one thing.
Oh my goodness. Wonderful explorers, as you journey through this lifetime honing your communication skills, we would love to hear what would be your tip that you've picked up on this journey. This is going to sound really cliche, but how someone listening to you changed your life.
Oh, it's that impactful.
Mm-hmm.
One person really listening to you.
It really does change everything.
It's 100% life changing.
Explorers, we are so glad you could come along on this listening journey with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.